This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Just in time for a big sports weekend, a crackdown on daily fantasy sites. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. Chances are good you either play fantasy sports or have friends and coworkers who just will not shut up about their fantasy teams, so you know how popular this stuff is getting. But lately, fantasy sports is in a lot of trouble, with regulators targeting its most popular websites. The latest setback comes from Nevada and has websites DraftKings and FanDuel shutting down in that state. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is here to explain why this is such a big deal. Dan, what's Nevada saying here?
Authorities there have determined that fantasy sports is gambling and these online sites need to get licensed. Now, the sites argue it takes skill, not luck, to draft certain players to put together a winning fantasy team, and that would mean it is not gambling. Of course, fantasy owners have no control over how players perform in the real games. Mark, also, this is coming at a time Nevada casinos have struggled to get a foothold in fantasy sports, which almost overnight's become a billion-dollar industry. But look, this is bigger than Nevada. You've got federal probes into whether employees of these sites are benefiting from insider information. And then you've got the fact that the professional leagues like the NBA, Major League Baseball, and several NFL owners own stakes in these online sites. At the same time, the leagues are fighting a New Jersey law that would allow sports betting, which the leagues say threatens the integrity of their games.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thanks. This week, in a very unusual move, HP, Dell, Intel, Microsoft, and Lenovo are joining forces to launch an ad campaign promoting PCs. Worldwide PC shipments this quarter are down nearly 8% as more and more computing is done on tablets and smartphones. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on why these companies, some of which hate each other, are teaming up.
PC does what?
The campaign wants to let consumers know today's PCs are pretty slick. We're talking touchscreens and 360-degree rotation.
PC does amazingly thin designs. PC does what no PC has done before. Does yours?
Worldwide, there are 500 million PCs that are 5 years old, so competitors are getting together to sell you a new one. Olivia Tubia is a professor at Columbia Business School.
It's kind of surprising and unexpected to see competitors advertising together, which gets your attention.
But these companies are fighting for a sale, so shouldn't they care who wins? Daniel Ives is a technology analyst at FBR Capital Markets. He says, of course, the company wants a piece of the pie, but this is about making the pie bigger.
Which speaks to why they've had to go under such a groundswell type of campaign and go arm in arm together.
Trying unprecedented marketing strategies to get you to rethink the product? I guess we can say that PC companies at least do that. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
There's plenty of bad news about the Chicago public school system these days, from a kickback scandal to an impending teacher's strike. But more kids there are graduating and going to college. Marketplace education correspondent Amy Scott takes us inside Chicago's Washington High School for a closer look at what seems to be working.
It's a few weeks into the school year, and these ninth graders are still getting the hang of things.
Yes.
Number,
that's fine too.
They're at a bigger school with hundreds more kids and more complicated class schedules. To help with the transition, teacher George Fotopoulos says Washington clusters freshman classes along one main hallway.
It keeps things easier, so freshmen aren't going all over the place because high school can be pretty overwhelming as it is.
And ninth grade isn't just any grade.
Freshman year is where you start. If you start strong,
Chances are you're going to end strong.
Fernando Rodriguez, a senior now, found that out the hard way.
So it's been a struggle because I didn't take it seriously.
Years ago, researchers at the University of Chicago discovered that how students do their freshman year is the best predictor of whether they'll graduate, better than their previous grades or attendance or their family's income. Sarah Duncan co-directs the university's Network for College Success. She says the first year sets the tone. Let's say a student fails a class or two in ninth grade.
We've experienced many teachers who thought that giving a freshman who's 14 years old an F would make them work harder.
Duncan says that's not what happens.
Most kids interpret an F as, I don't belong here. I am not going to succeed here. They come to school less, they do less and less work, and then they're in this downward spiral of falling further and further behind.
To prevent that, the district started arming schools with a steady stream of data so they could step in at the first sign of trouble with grades or attendance. When assistant principal Kathleen Valenti started at Washington 3 years ago, she made sure everyone who could mentored students at risk of falling behind.
We had security guards being mentors, coaches being mentors, and we saw increases for those students, just that little touch.
Back then, just 65% of students graduated in 4 years. Principal Kevin Gallick says last year, about 83% finished on time.
It's pretty reasonable to have a 90% graduation rate if we can get things right with today's freshman class.
Skeptics of Chicago's progress worry some schools are goosing their numbers by passing students who aren't prepared. But Gallick says his students' ACT scores have gone up 4 years in a row. The University of Chicago's Sarah Duncan says if schools were just moving more kids through and not really teaching them, scores should have gone down. In Chicago, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And Amy will have more from Washington High this afternoon on Marketplace. And finally, bad news for your breakfast and brunch. Egg prices are now at a record high. They hit $2.97 a dozen. A bird flu outbreak that wiped out tens of millions of chickens earlier this year is to blame. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer, Tobin Lowe, from the studios at Montclair State University today. I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.